Galactic Interstellar Council.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Studio A.
Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Well, this is Jim Metzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I've got two stories to tell to set things up, perhaps a third, and then I'm bringing in my special guest, Mike Sparks, today. Mike has an extensive background in the military. He served in the Army and the Marine Corps. He's been an advisor to the Department of Defense on the type of vehicles and equipment they need to conduct wars. They have sometimes ignored his advice. In Iraq, for example, he advised the Department of Defense that because the Iraqis were going to use improvised explosive devices, that the U.S. had to use tracked vehicles or otherwise, many soldiers and combatants would lose their arms and their legs. He was overridden by a general who wanted that outcome to promote the study of prostheses. This is just disgusting. If you think the military operates on behalf of the United States, there are occasions, times when that is manifestly not the case. Today with, of course, this guy, Lloyd Austin, who seems to be completely unfit for the role, has decimated the military by mandating the vax so that those who were smart enough to figure out that this was not a good idea got out, and those that remain have been severely impaired. And I'm very much inclined to believe that they're going to repopulate the military with migrants, so many of whom are coming across young, fit, military age, and they're going to bring them into the military, promising them U.S. citizenship, where because they are not Native Americans, because they have not grown up with our culture and values, they're going to be willing to fire on American citizens. I believe that's what's taking place here before our very eyes. And the Democrats are wholly 100% complicit. Here are two very disturbing stories right off the bat. 95% of corpses had received COVID vaccination within 2 weeks of death, according to a funeral director. Get this. A funeral director from New Zealand says 95% of the corpses he's been seeing had received a COVID vax within 2 weeks of their passing away. 95% of people who have passed away through the work that I've done been vaccinated within 2 weeks, Breton Faithful said. Faithful, in the name fits, given he's faithful to the truth, has been working as a funeral director for the last 41 years, has been running his own mortuary for the last 26. He recently spoke out about the apparent relationship between the COVID vax and the deaths he's been observing. It's very obvious. They die within 2 weeks of receiving the vax. A lot of them almost appear to have died from anaphyxiasis, almost a reaction straight away to the booster. Anaphylaxis is an acute reaction of the body to an antigen, such as that of a bee sting or injection. It may be properly anaphylactic or anaphylaxis, because my own brother has such a condition. So, yes, anaphylaxis. If he had a bee sting, it could kill him if he didn't get an insulin shot. They die the same day, the following day, after receiving the COVID vax. This isn't a one-off case. This is the majority of cases that have come through our facility. Similar data has been discussed by funeral director John O'Looney in the UK and Richard Hirschman from Alabama. From the very moment these injections went into arms, the death rate soared beyond belief. They labeled them all as COVID death, but the reality is they're almost exclusively the people who are vaccinated, O'Looney said. We now see record numbers of deaths in the vaccinated and in record numbers of young people. They die from a mixture of sudden, very aggressive cancers or blood clots, which cause heart attacks and stroke, he added. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a very good person, who's been informing the public on the dangers of vaccines for 2 decades, weighed in on Faithful's testimony. In certain cases, Faithful and his staff try to get the coroner involved. Here's what she said. On December 2nd, 2020, UK regulators granted emergency use authorization to Pfizer's shot within a week. Medicine and Healthcare Product Regulatory Agency Chief Executive Officer June Rain said in a statement, any person with a history of anaphylaxis to a vaccine, medicine, or food should not receive the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. She went on to say that allergic reactions had not been a feature of Pfizer's clinical trials. And, of course, they've suppressed all the evidence of their clinical trials, which caused massive deaths and all kinds of other adverse reactions. And what could be more convenient than not even testing for allergic reaction, which is obvious when you're talking about introducing a vaccine into a human body. Tenpenny noted, however, anaphylaxis was the first identified risk. Pfizer was forced to release her findings by a Texas federal judge in January 2022. With that tranche of documents, you will find Table 3 safety concerns on page 10. The first identified risk is anaphylaxis. In a risk survey conducted between January 1st, 2020 and February 20th, 2021, a mere 3 months, 1,833 cases of anaphylaxis had been observed, and 4 individuals died from anaphylaxis on the same day. In certain cases, Faithful and his staff tried to get the coroner involved. He shared an instance where a man insisted his father should not get the vax, but his sister pressured their father. When the father conceded and took the shot, he died 4 days later. When I started counting in August last year, it was one after the other, after the other, after the other. And when I got to 20, it was 19 who died within 2 weeks of getting the vax, Faithful said. So the first 20 days, I count 19 of them. That's 95%. The next number was 100% who died had been vaccinated within 2 weeks. So it's really a minimum of 95%. Dr. Sanjay Verma is a cardiologist practicing in California, has been seeing a dramatic increase in heart problems since the rollout of the vax. Previous work by Dr. Gundry demonstrated an increase in cardiac inflammation markers after the COVID vax. Interestingly, from December 2021 through June of 2022, 100% of the patients needing urgent cardiac catheterization for heart attack had been vaxxed. many with booster shots. More than half had been recently vaxxed within a few weeks. In a country where 60% of the population is vaccinated, this trend was worrisome, Verma reported. There have been 31,470 deaths after COVID vax reported in Evers. The vast majority are clustered within 7 days after vaccination. Let me add, by the way, the CDC went out of its way to make sure that they would count anyone who had an adverse reaction within 2 weeks after taking the vax as still being unvaccinated to conceal the fact of the matter. This is the CDC. Additionally, there's some other worrisome trends. Data from CDC indicate there were 60,000 deaths in September 2019 and September 2020. However, in September 2021, the number surged to 90,000. We also have numerous social media posts on people, especially athletes, who died suddenly with no apparent cause. And mind you, this coming off of the Evers only records 1% estimated, 1% of the negative reaction because it's complicated the way of it set up. Verma believes that any unexplained death within a few weeks or even months after the vax should be investigated with a thorough autopsy, specifically evaluated for spike protein in the brain, major blood vessels, and heart. We know the spike protein is toxic to blood vessels, causing endothelial dysfunction. The spike protein is also toxic to heart muscle, causing myocardial injury. There are also case reports of autopsy-proven vaccine-mediated encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, myocarditis, and vasculitis, all of which can cause death. So what's been the CDC response? They know all this data. They know it's causing massive deaths. Breaking. CDC votes to recommend COVID vax for children and adolescents annual immunization schedule in 15 unanimous votes. This is as disgusting as it gets. On Wednesday, the CDC's advisory committee on immunization practice had voted to include the COVID vax as part of the Vaccine for Children program. The Vaccine for Children program is a federally funded program that provides vaccines at no cost to children who might not otherwise be vaccinated because of their inability to pay. The CDC buys vaccine at discounted rate for distribution and registered Vaccine for Children providers. Children who are eligible are entitled to receive the vaccines recommended by the advisory board. They voted 15-0 without objection to approve. No one at the CDC has been elected by citizens of the United States. Thursday, the CDC Committee on Immunization Practices voted it be included in the 2023 childhood immunization schedule in 15 unanimous votes. They recommend the use of COVID vaccine for everyone ages 6 months and older. 6 months and older. You can't kill them young enough. COVID vax and other vax may be administered on the same day. Yeah, shoot them up. Their immature antibody system will be overwhelmed. The odds of killing them outright are very high. So that's what the CDC has recommended. The vote is not a mandate. But when state or local authorities form their school activity requirement, they often cite the CDC's schedule. Once the CDC approves it, our Department of Health can exercise its rulemaking authority to add it to the school schedule at any time. The advisory committee provides advice and guidance to the director of the CDC regarding use of vaccines and related agents for control of vaccine-preventable diseases in the civilian population of the United States. Recommendation made by the panel, reviewed by the CDC director, and if adopted, are published as official CDC HHS recommendations in the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, which it has done. Robert Kennedy Jr. explained everything why this vaccine should not be added to the immunization schedule. He did this in advance. Here's an early from Kate Tweet. CDC is trying to quietly include a vote to add the mRNA's COVID-19 vaccine to the annual childhood immunization schedule. The vote takes place in 2 days on October 19th. Here's why this matters. COVID-19 was responsible for 1,304 deaths of individuals 0 to 17, according to Statistica.com. This is the COVID as opposed to the vax. This accounts for 0.1% of all COVID deaths in the U.S. It's worth noting that 0 to 17 is a sample size double the other groups, which are spread out among 9-year increments. It's also worth knowing that 0.1% is of deaths, not of cases. Also, according to Statistica, the U.S. has reported 15.2 million cases in children under 18. This would suggest a mortality rate of, let's see, 0.85 of a percent among 0 to 17-year-old children. It's a relatively tiny fraction. Despite this, and it's very rare to have any deaths among children 0 to 17, and it's very frequent to have deaths among those who are vaxxed. Nevertheless, they're recommending these children be vaxxed. This is a murder agenda. Don't have any doubt about it. This is a death panel. This is a death on children. This is murder our children from the CDC. Again, the ones who voted to force your children to be the subject of this experiment were not themselves voted into their position by the people of the United States. Here's one reaction. What could go wrong with the CDC mandating COVID-19 vaccines for children or they can't attend public schools? That is medical tyranny. Republican governors in all 50 states for the next 100 years and the end of the Democrat Party. That would be a positive development. Others, from my blog, this is beyond disgusting. May those pushing this burn in hell or on earth. Don't let them do this. They'll be killing our children. This is madness. This is legal genocide. This will open the door to mandates for us all. Johns Hopkins, Dr. Marty McCurry, blast the CDC plan to add the COVID vaccine to the childhood vaccine schedule. The first to be added with no clinical data. We're basically told, stop asking questions. What are they hiding? Why can't we see this information? So the CDC, now call it Center for Depopulation Craziness, is getting some blowback. Good to see. One of the comments, parents must not be forced to inject their children with a dangerous experimental drug. Fact. Other countries have halted the shot due to the dangerous results in children. Children are not in danger from COVID. Studies are proving the shots are killing those aged 18 to 39 where they've already been introduced. The public knows these things, and even though you keep lying about it, they are not safe and effective. God help you if you proceed with this intragenocide, I mean mass murder of children, I take that. Shalia Secrets, authored. Mike, this is so stunning. This is so awful. I want your thoughts right off the bat.
America is unfortunately filled with functional nihilist hedonists, and we've gotten so big we're the number three largest country in the world. We just don't give a damn about each other. We don't have any pushback. We have not revolted with the Biden election steal. In fact, afterwards, we've had a moral collapse of the country. People just don't care about each other because we have not, as a nation, adapted to our size, our growth from the 1787 Little House on the Prairie model to urbanization to now information urbanization, whatever you want to call it. So basically, the United States is an unorganized country. It's not held together by any moral, stoical, cohesive glue. So all these people dying could happen and be absorbed by the consciousness of a country that doesn't give a damn about each other. because deep down inside it believes that when you die, the lights go out, that's it. And because of that, they don't give a damn about what we do in the here and now, such as children being murdered. That's what the Illuminati, the pedophile Illuminati, have realized. They've sent probing attacks into the United States culture to see how the American people will react. And they found a green light. You know, we in the military call it recon and force. Find out and probe where the weaknesses are. And they found the United States American people will not revolt for anything. They'll only fight if they're cornered in their own home and surrounded by a SWAT team. It's the only time that they'll fight. They will not fight for their neighbor or for other lesser issues that aren't so obviously black and white evil. They will not stick their neck out to remove a Biden who wasn't elected from power. They will not stick their neck out to arrest the 9/11 plotters. And they found this out, of course, starting in 1963 with the Kennedy assassination, that if an event is too complicated, there can be people throw their eyes up and just go, oh, it's too complicated, multiple shooters in Dealey Plaza, it's too much for us. They discovered the American weakness is that there's a fundamental reality fraud inherent in our country for a unorganized, wheel-motorized, consumer hedonist, nihilist society. And everyone is so obsessed with their personal consumerism, there's no time for reflection, and there isn't a value system that says there's going to be consequences in the next life if you live like a selfish asshole. There's no belief system that says, damn it, I'm not going to tolerate this. Well, the only good thing in this situation is that parents do understand that if their kids die, they're not going to live on. As dark as that is in the nihilist mind, they'll at least be like cornered like rats and say, damn it, I'm not going to have my kids get vaccinated. So all we have to do is get these parents to stop having your kids get death back. And it could start some kind of revolt. But in my invitation to come on your show, I want to show how people could be self-sufficient to withstand the society under control of the pedo Illuminati, removing their food, water, and monetary access to try to make them comply.
Right.
We need to become self-sufficient.
Mike, I want to get to that, but I would give a slightly different take. I mean, I think the American people are just far too dependent upon authority. They're so busy, hardworking to keep food on the table, a roof over their heads. They take what they hear on the news, especially from multiple sound bites, as true. They still, even though Trump, in my opinion, did a marvelous job of calling out the fake news media, I think they have not yet fully absorbed the extent to which they're being manipulated by propaganda. They still believe agencies like the CDC and the FDA and the NIH and even the WHO are there to help us to protect our health and our welfare, when these turn out to have been completely co-opted by, I believe it's ultimately the Rothschild banking industry, which already owns 80% of the world's wealth. They can spend as much of their trillions as they want on everyone involved to buy them up, to take control, lock, stock, and barrel of the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, the WHO, and to promote their depopulation agenda. In my opinion, this decision by the CDC is the equivalent to Marie Antoinette. When told the peasants were starving and they didn't have bread, well then, let them eat cake. This is a declaration of murder upon the children of America. The CDC has declared agenda of murder, mass murder, on the children of the United States. And if this won't arouse the public to act, I do not know what possibly could. Mike, I find this among the most disgusting events I've ever witnessed in my life.
American public school system will not let kids attend school unless they're vaccinated. That's what this is coming to. So we need to revolt. Parents need to say, hey, take this dick to die. They need to draw the line and say, no, we are not going to send our kids to public schools. Which means, at the same time, you've got to fill that vacuum with homeschooling. And I'm saying later in this program, self-sufficiency, off-the-grid self-sufficiency, because they're going to go after you violently to try to make you comply so they can meet their depopulation goals.
Mike, I agree with all that, but think about it. How many parents are in the position to do homeschooling? That's spending a whole lot of time on something they're not prepared to do. In my whole life, I've known like one set of parents who really were well prepared to conduct homeschooling, and he had both a PhD in physics and MD, and his wife was an emergency room physician. They had an extraordinary background. Most parents are not prepared. How are they going to have the time? How are they going to be? They're already paying, Mike, they're already paying through their taxes for public schooling. So most, I think, are going to be in this quandary. What do they do? They would like to avoid the vax. But if they have to get the kid back to go to school, what's the alternative? Not have them go to school. Oh, I agree. Not to get the vax is the objective. We should have public schooling with no vaccination, no medical requirements. That's what we should have. But for the average parent, I don't see a feasible alternative for dealing with this. It's going to be just a practical impossibility, Mike. I want us to ponder that before we launch into all the advice you want to offer, because you're a very self-sufficient, self-reliant individual. The vast majority of Americans are not. I mean, this is a major problem. It's got to do with character. You are inventorying how they conducted these studies, and they found most Americans were going to be very passive. We'll return to this subject with Mike Sparks right after this break.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. it's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, if there were any doubt in anyone's mind that we're living in a tyranny, this ought to resolve it conclusively. We're living in a tyranny. It's a medical tyranny. We didn't see it coming. We're being played. They're going all out. You got to understand, to take this step when they know full well that the vax is killing massive numbers of people and that children are going to be highly vulnerable to the vax, when they're not vulnerable even remotely to the COVID that the vax is supposed to protect. It means, as I've said many times, the pandemic is fake, but the vax is real and deadly. This crosses any red line anyone could ever draw. This is peculiar branch of the American government. It's kind of a private-public arrangement, the CDC, run by people who are not elected by the American people, who clearly have an agenda that's contrary to the best interests of the American public, who are now declaring they are willing to authorize a vaccine that's going to kill mass numbers of American children. If this doesn't affect you, if you aren't outraged by this, you really will have lost your, some would say, your soul. You've certainly lost your way. We have to protect our children. As a parent, as a grandparent, they are our legacy. They are our most precious possessions, our children. And if we don't protect them, who's going to? You may have thought in the past, well, teachers in schools, you know, are kind of like performing a parallel duty, but the teachers and the children now are teaching critical race theory. They're teaching children that America is a racist nation. They're teaching children that they should discriminate against whites because whites are racist. Not only that, they're promoting transgenderism, telling kids they can decide whether they're boys or girls, that their biological equipment is not determinative of their sex, and that they can even undergo transformation, surgeries, drug treatments, all this. This is horrific. This is beyond the pale. You can no longer trust the schools and the teachers. Speaking generally, there are going to be communities where you have great teachers and great schools, but then you have to beware of the school boards, because the school boards can adopt policies even if the teachers don't like. Just as Michelle Walensky, who is the head of the CDC, overrode the advisory panel in the past when it recommended against giving boosters in certain age groups, she went ahead and authorized it anyway. Really? What should be done to these people is beyond expression here. I say do everything you can. Protest. Learning of this. Protest. Write your senator. Write your congressman. Go to school board meetings. Contact teachers. Talk with a mayor. Anybody, anything you can do. This must be brought to a halt. This cannot be allowed. Because I say, if this goes forward, then America would be better off with a second revolution than allowing the decimation of our children and the future of our posterity. We would be better off taking up arms to oppose a tyranny as a Declaration of Independence declares to be our God-given right. It's stunning. Mike, as I've said to you already before the break, my concern is on a practical level. What can the people do? I mean, they weren't going to have... Someone who's well-to-do can do these things. Take the kids out, put them in a private school, teach them at home, whatever. Private schools may turn out to be enormously popular now. God knows any public school where they're imposing a vax mandate with regard to the COVID-19 shots, has discredited itself. It has shown itself to be corrupt and immoral and not concerned with the welfare of the students it claims to want to educate and benefit and protect. Your thoughts?
Basically, two possibilities. You need to open your eyes to your neighborhood and look for retired people who could be homeschoolers, using internet access to get curriculum like we had, in the Christian world. They have, schooling curriculums that you can pull up. And what you can do is go to a U.S. Geological Survey and get a map of your neighborhood, topographical map, to create home defense groups, neighborhood defense groups, like the excellent movie Prepper shows at the end of the movie, and the Yugoslavian people did when their country broke up in the 90s, neighborhoods broke up into defensive groups and defended their block when the polite society collapsed. So what I'm encouraging parents to do is open up their eyes, get out of their house, walk the street that they live on, get to know the people there, and they'll find people who can homeschool their children. The second possibility, of course, is internet search to find people who are out of work, that are educated. There should be so-called video game kids who have graduated from college or living in their mom's basement playing Call of Duty who have college degrees. They could be tapped to be homeschoolers, too. So I think there is enough population to be homeschoolers. If the mom and dad have to double income, work themselves to keep ends meet. We've got to draw the line, though, as you say, that the death vax is a no-go. No death vax for my kids, period. And if that means they don't go to school, too bad. if crew and the officers come to the house and it becomes a SWAT team type incident, then so be it. That's the revolution you're talking about. Give me liberty or give me death. Well, they're trying to give you death with the death vax. I don't even call them vaccinations. I call them what they are, death vax. In 2017, for some strange reason, the pedophile Rockefeller and Rothschild Illuminati are under some kind of stricture. I don't know it. Why? They must reveal the method, revelation of the method. So the movie 2017 Unlocked predicted all of the COVID hysteria by the CIA. You can see that movie. I posted it on my BitChute channel, which is Dynamic Para 007. It's Dynamic Para without an A, because when I joined AOL so long ago, they wouldn't give me enough letters for Dynamic Para, so I'm now Dynamic Para forever. So Dynamic Para 007 on BitChute, you can find that COVID-19 revelation of the method video. I guess they feel so sorry for us that we're such schmucks. They feel they have to give us a golfer's handicap and reveal what they're going to do before they do it. Now, other people say it's a mockery, because they'll say, look, on The Simpsons, they predicted 9/11, COVID, Trump presidency. Ha, 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 ha. You didn't do anything. So it could be a mockery after the event also. But anyway, I say draw the line. I knew there was a foul fish when I talked to some parents saying they can't even, you know, their kids to school unless they're vaccinated. And I go, well, that's an open door. Someday they're going to go through and push a death vax. You know, even though the so-called normie vaccines, I was always suspicious of them. You know what I mean? The polio vax and all those other vax that they're, you know what I mean? To get people used to, parents used to vaccinating their kids. So the door was open, you know, later on, to exploit that good faith of the parents, you know, and introduce a death vax. Anyone who takes the vaccine, right, this Israeli doctor, who's dead now, unfortunately from cancer, said that they will die in 3 to 5 years. That's everybody. You take the death vax, you're going to die in 3 to 5 years. So you better formulate your bucket list, start executing it. Now, I know that's a little black humor there, but it's real. I don't know what it's going to take to get the normies to realize that evil people are not just spur-of-the-moment criminals. We have a thing called conspiracies. Every day, all across America, people are tried and convicted for conspiracies. That's organized crime. People using their intellect, who are criminals, who might be psych-sociopaths, 25% of the population are psych-sociopaths, who do crimes of a complicated nature. The American people have got to get it out of their head that there's no such thing as complex conspiratorial crime. You know, you got to wake up. And now this is in front of your face. If you let your kids take these death vax, you're going to lose your kids. That's all there's to it. So you're at that point, Jim. But give me liberty, give me death. So the question is, are the parents going to do it? Get out of their normie mentality and say, well, maybe my kid will get by. You know, there's too many thousands that are dying. I know when my reserve unit, they gave us like 15 shots in one day. And I remember one of my soldiers was so sick, she just curled up in the ball and she just said, please, no more shots, Lieutenant. No more. And we found out later, a lot of reservists died from these vaccines, you know, when you get mobilized. They seem that you want to use us as guinea pigs. But as you say, the main idea behind this is an evil group that thinks they're above us, they're superior than thou, the 1%. The Eyes Wide Shut people that Stanley Kubrick wanted to show were pedophiles, but it cost him his life. So the movie doesn't have the pedophile scene, it just has the sexy women. To try to make being an Illuminati sexy, you know, sign me up, right? But anyway, the point is, these people are, you know, lizard people, some of them will say, you know, if you want to do the David Icke thing, but they are people who do not have any empathy for other people. They see other people who are poor and say, well, they are lacking motivation. They're not type A personality. But I got to tell you, the type B personality person who doesn't, you know, drone struck kids in Pakistan, who just wants to have pizza and watch football and have a beer, he's more moral than the type A person who's doing these evils to try to depopulate the earth by 7.39 billion to meet Malthusian, you know, Malthus, the scientist, Thomas Malthus, with the fruit fly experiment, Soylent Green is people, right? Those people are thinking they're doing mankind a favor by killing 7.39 billion out of 7.89 billion, leaving 500 million like the Georgia Guidestones, you know, pontificated on it. Someone heroic blew up the Georgia Guidestones. So there is a little pushback. But, I mean, what more is it going to take? Your kids are going to die if you take these death vax. You know, not here, not me, not on my watch, not my kids. We're not going to become a statistic. So I recommend people watch this movie, Prepper. Prepper. You can see it on YouTube. You can see it on my YouTube channel. But it shows a group of people who are normies, high school teachers, realizing the need to be self-sufficient because the country is so fragile. It could crack at any moment from, you know, environmental pressures, which I call the battle against the earth, or battle against man, the battle against man, TBAM pressures. Our society is not very strongly organized. A strongly organized society would be based around efficient trains, not automobiles and unsafe gasoline, and they would be living in concrete homes, not the wood homes that we live, which everyone should have a sprinkler system. Do you know that just $1 billion from the $50 billion so far we've given to the Ukraine could put a sprinkler system in every home in the United States? Sprinklers stop house fires. If you don't have the money to do a sprinkler system, then you get a garden hose with an adapter to your faucet and have it ready to go so you have your own fire hose in every room of your house that has a sink. So that's a do-it-yourself thing that I've done. I've seen in my neighborhood 3 houses burn just like that. By the time the fire department got here, it was too late. So people have got to wake up and realize an ounce of prevention beats a pound of cure. So I recommend that movie. And I also go with a new problem, which is that the world seems to be going towards a World War III, and there's nobody in the council saying, hey, Biden, it's a bad idea. It's going to escalate. It'll go out of control. Your house in the Hamptons, your mansions, your Martha's Vineyard places, hey, Pedo Illuminati, they're going to be incinerated. The United States military targets the dashas of our enemies. So do you think our enemies are going to just let the Pedo Illuminati, the Eyes Wide Shut people, have their mansions? No. They're going to be gone. So you might not care about yourself. Henry Kissinger's like 90 million years old. He may not care about himself because he's being kept alive by baby stem cell adrenochrome. He may not care about himself because he's, you know, worn out with life, but they seem to care about their possessions. The Illuminati like their mansions and their jets and their clothes and everything. And then someone needs to tell them in these councils, hey, we get a nuclear war, it won't be just the sheeple die. You're going to die and you're going to lose all your possessions. I mean, what else? I mean, come on. There won't be a servant class to serve them, you know, if we have this nuclear war out of control. Now, what I've learned, this is very important, Jim, you don't need to have a basement or dig an underground shelter to have fallout protection. When a nuclear bomb explodes, you have heat, blast, and radiation effects. If you're 50 miles away, you're outside the blast and heat effect, you have to worry about radioactive dust coming down. You don't need to have this expensive underground shelter. You go to the center of your house where it's the farthest away from the walls where the dust will stop, and you build an alcove using like a table or some doors from your house removed, and you put dense objects all around and on top. You can create a fallout shelter, safe roof, in your house, and I got the video posted, you know, on my BitChute channel. And then you just surround yourself with your food and water and stay there for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, if you could stay put, lay in a mattress, not get up, and seal the windows, like, of your house, to keep that radioactive dust out, you don't necessarily have to die in this World War III that's coming. Nuclear exchange between superpowers, you know, prophesied in Ezekiel 38. If you are a Bible-believing Christian like I am, it doesn't look good for the United States of America. In Ezekiel 38, it says the young lions, that's me, young military people, tried to save this unwalled village people who wanted to live at leisure. We tried to save it, but they couldn't. They saw too much to plunder. And so somebody from the north, you know, the king of the north and Magog and all, anyway, all that. It looks like the United States is going to get it nuked before we have the Great Tribulation. I know some of your listeners are into that. But what can we do is be ready to move into this alcove in your house with doors already, you know, hinges removed. Get your supplies going. Canned food will last forever. Those other things that come in, you know, the wax packs, you know what I mean, the little drink packs, they don't last. Stick with canned foods, can have a pull top, and get a 30-day supply initially. And for water, you need 1 gallon of water per day per person. You need 7 in the desert. But anyway, you need 1 per person. So how many people do you have? 30 days, 30, one person, 60. How do you get those gallons of water? The best way to do it, in my opinion, is to drink naturally high C, right here, wine punch. You drink this naturally, and then when you're done, you got an empty jug that's very strong, sturdy. You put a little bit of Clorox bleach in it to keep it good for storage. You could quickly get 30 or 60 of these water jugs instead of buying, you know, an expensive water jug that holds 5 or 10 gallons, you know, big one. They cost $10 to $20 each. So what I'm saying is there's things you can do in your life and you can build up your off-grid capability. And I wanted to get that out there. The idea of your do-it-yourself radioactive fallout room, collecting canned foods. You know, let's say you buy regular food shopping, buy some extra for your doomsday food supply, and the water jug problem. Now, another thing you can do is fill your bathtub up before the crisis hits. And the best way to do it is to have a liner, because that way, you know, it's clean. You don't know what's been inside your bathtub. But the thing is, there's two choices that have to be made in a survival situation where, you know, shit hits the fan, FATF, World War III, Doomsday, Great Tribulation, whatever, just plain old tribulation. That is stay and go, survive and go. Or survive and stay. Survive and stay is the strongest choice. Because obviously you can have more supplies than you can ever put in your car. And in survive and go, well, there's no guarantee that you'll be able to get to your better location. But if you look at the fallout map of the United States, you'll see that the winds go westward. And so you can see where you need to be to do survive and stay. But if where you're at is within the blast zone, right, U.S. military base or haven for the pedo Illuminati like Washington, D.C., then maybe you have to do survive and go. Well, then you better have everything ready to go. Because in my opinion, this is just an opinion now, I think you got the maximum of 1 to 2 days before the authorities figure out what's going on and they declare martial law, which means they lock everybody in place. So you got 1 to 2 days to assess, hey, this is it. This is the big marbles, as you say. This is for the big stuff. I got to get out of the neighborhood. You got to execute your survive and go plan quickly before, you know, martial law closes down the highways and everything. And even then, you should have a plan go through minor roads to get to your survive and stay location.
Gross, Mike, but obviously no one can go weeks without taking a dump. What do you do about basic
Yeah, I should have showed you that, but I'll be right there. I'll show you.
It's astounding that we in the United States in 2022 are even having to address the prospect of a nuclear war, but the Biden administration seems hell-bent upon provoking Russia. I suspect it's so they can impose martial law and circumvent the elections where they're about to be wiped out. They read the polls. They know what's coming. They're even trying to cram through $50 billion more for Ukraine before they lose control of Congress. This is so obscene. It's just disgraceful. Mike, continue.
Yes, you got me on that one, Jim. Jim, I forgot to tell you, looking good. Anyway, whatever you're doing, it's working. But you see your kitty litter bucket. The kitty litter, it's going to be human litter. You just fill up, take it all out, and just use a little bit of it. But you can see the lid can be cut to make a improvised commode.
Oh, that's so very clever, Mike. That's very clever.
Yeah, 5 gallon litter, kitty litter. We did it in, you know, Iraqi Freedom too. We stayed in our armored vehicles.
And of course, Sag. Going weeks without a shower, I mean, there's almost certainly going to be no running water. So have you said enough about water supply? I mean, you need to stock up. You use so much more water than you imagine that it's staggering, the demand that we're contemplating here.
Basically, on that one is not so hard because there is a solar water bladder. I can show you, too. It's just basically let it sit in the sun. And the water will be, you know, warm then. A more complex way, you know, to get your water warm. You're going to love this, Jim. Take our battery.
Hold that thought, Mike. We'll be right back after this break.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
I'm getting rave reports for the movie The Real Anthony Fauci, which I gather you can watch for free. You want to understand this miscreant who's going to go down in history as responsible for more death than all of the greatest villains of history, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, Pot Powell. He's going to be responsible for more deaths by many orders of magnitude. Anthony Fauci. I have no doubt he was the best guy to guide the whole project because he was responsible and involved in planning the vax, the whole thing, the horrific genocide. Tony the Rat. Movie. The Real Anthony Fauci. Check it out. Meanwhile, before we continue with Mike's discussion, just to tell you how bad it's getting. Major supermarket in UK planning to sell bugs as food to help poor people through the winter. A major supermarket chain in the UK is finalizing plans to stock insects on its shelves and market them as a cheap food source for people struggling to afford to feed their families amid soaring inflation and the cost of living crisis. The Daily Mail reports Aldi is considered stocking edible bugs and providing recipe kits for parents to prepare worms and crickets for their hungry children. Potential products in the range include sustainable cricket burgers as well as nuggets and mints. Yummy! And believe me, once they get this going, this is going to be the menu for the rest of us. Here's Ian Miles Cheong tweeting. You will eat the bugs, you will owe nothing, and you will be happy. This is grotesque. Just when you thought this couldn't get any more dystopian, the supermarket is involved with a TV game show in which insect farmers will pitch the bugs as the next big thing for Aldi. One of the contestants, Aaron Thomas, commented, "We're on a mission to change perception of insects as food. They're one of the most sustainable protein sources in the world." Thomas further claims, crickets contain more protein than beef. We want to take bug consumption mainstream. If we're able to get in front of Aldi's audience, that would be an amazing opportunity. Recently, Canadian company, the Aspire Food Group, pledged to produce 9,000 tons of insect per year for human and pet consumption after completing construction of the world's biggest cricket food processing center. I mean, give us a break. In addition to crickets, worms and maggots are also big in Europe. There are even proposals to feed them to school kids. How about a weed side salad? Why not wash down your womb foot with a tall, refreshing glass of sewage? In 2020, the World Economic Forum published two articles on its website exploring how people could be conditioned to get used to the idea of eating weeds, bugs, and drinking sewage water in order to reduce CO2 emissions. A separate article published on the WEF website outlined how people can be conditioned to enjoy consuming food, which on the surface sounds disgusting. The Great Reset is about enacting a drastic reduction in living standard for the plebs, for the plebeians. That's for all of us, not among the global elite. Which will force them to put bugs, weeds, and sewage on the menu while the Davos elites continue to feast on the finest cuisine in their ivory towers. Will you eat the bugs? Stunning stuff. But I'm telling you, Mike, that is their agenda.
Their agenda is to dehumanize us. They're laughing all the way to their dining banquets, long halls, long tables and everything. They know damn well this is disgusting, but they want to dehumanize us. It's not enough. See, a lot of people think the Illuminati, they'll just leave us alone. They're rich. They'll do their thing, and they'll play, you know, their playboy lives. No, that's not how the rich are. The rich are another country. They resent us because we represent that there is a way to live unselfishly, live morally and stoically. That's why they hate Putin and Russia so much. The whole war in Ukraine is just a vendetta against him. That's why people say, why are we, you know, doing this? We're not helping American hegemony or NATO hegemony, hurting our own people, not having gas, and they're freezing to death. Why are they so obsessed about hating Putin? Because that's what this is all about. It's about good versus evil. And these are evil Illuminati. They hate Putin, who's called them out as by name, the Illuminati. They're evil. And that's why they're behind this Ukrainian proxy war. It's all about attacking somebody who they see as moral and stoical. Anyone who's moral and stoical, they hate. They have a frothing at the mouth, rabid hatred of anyone moral and stoical. And people who are type B personality, just want to live their life and watch a football game or something, they don't want them to eat steak or cake. They want them to eat worms because they hate them, what they represent. There is a moral way of living, and they don't want to be reminded of that. So, you know, in my technique, we stopped just before the break. How can you get a shower that's hot? Well, you get this coil, and it plugs in to your 110 outlet, and you can get hot shower even if you don't have a water heater. But then you go, what happens if there's no grid? Well, what you do is you get a power inverter that you connect to an extra car battery. So now you've got 110, you know, the power, your heating coil. So you can even have hot shower off the grid.
Mike, I'm telling you, I think that, you know, having extra car batteries and all, that's a great idea. I can see almost 0% of the population being able to follow through. I want to get back to that far more elementary point about disposing of human excrement. I mean, you're talking about turning, what is it, a 15-pound kitty litter container there that you cut a hole to make a little commode? Where do you put the litter then? I mean, you're going to need to have a bin or a sack or something to put the litter before
you. I should have said that. Put it all. The amount is just a little bit on the bottom, and you put it all in a trash bag. Do your business when it gets to the point where it's time to close it up, tie a knot. Then you're going to have to live with it for 2 weeks. You know, people in the LERS units, long-range surveillance units.
What you're saying, Mike, is
it can be done.
You're taking a 15-pound kitty litter thing. You're cutting a hole in it. You're emptying it of the litter, putting it in a trash bag, having extra trash bags or something like that. So you leave a little on the bottom. After you take a dump, then you cover it with a little bit of kitty litter, right? And then you,
right, you got it.
Okay, then how many of these are you going to need for 2 weeks? Yes, for 2 weeks, for an example. I mean, how often?
I say one 40-pounder, you know, per person. Each person will have their own commode, you know.
Right, but you're saying these are actually 40-pound containers of kitty litter?
Yeah, 40.
Not 15, but 40. Those are pretty big, pretty heavy to tote around.
Pretty heavy, 40-pound.
I think a lot of us would just have to go without showers, period. I mean, I'm worried there's even going to be any running water, much less electricity. I mean, I think if we're in a nuclear war, the electrical grid is going to be hit right off the bat, Mike. We know that. So, and I don't even know how an EMF is going to affect car batteries and the like. Do you know whether it would have any effect?
Yeah, it would if you got a highly technological chip run car. But what you can do is undo your battery cables before the doomsday for your car prep. Undo the battery cables so that way the EMP hits, it won't go into the chip, the electric chip your car depends on. So that's what you can do on that one.
I can't emphasize enough that we're even talking about this is because we have ideologically driven Democrats in control of Congress are doing nothing about any of the issues. They're destroying America. If you envision George Soros as acting president, you get a pretty good hang of it. Trump made the nation, the economy robust. He cut down the border. He had it under control. He made us energy independent. Biden has undone all of that, and he's flooding us with millions of migrants, and the Democrats are rolling out the red carpet for the migrants, and they're sending billions off to Ukraine where there's no discernible American interest at stake whatsoever. I wonder if this isn't just another way to, you know, he's draining the strategic petroleum reserve for political purposes to artificially deflate the price of gasoline. I'll tell you, after the midterm, the price of gas is going to skyrocket. You'll long for the days when it was only $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
Don't you agree,
you know, Mike? I'm also a bicycle infantry guy. I've always advocated we should have bicycles so the infantry can fan out and not just walk slowly. So bicycle, everyone should have a bicycle for that time when you just can't run your hydrocarbon car anymore. So you got more mobility than just walking. So the bicycle is after, you know, in the other room and bring it in here. You know, the bikes we have fold. They have no air in their tires. They're airless. So they fold, and you can parachute jump them. You can see me on the internet. I jumped a folding mountain bike attached to me.
Well, I think it's a good point that bicycles would be a way you could get around even when your automobile is useless because it has no battery, you can't recharge it, blah, blah, blah. The idea of having an electric car under circumstances like this is so absurd, it's beyond belief. And, of course, all the global warning is utter bullshit. It's unscientific. It's been refuted objectively. Jolson and I have done a whole series of this. You can find it on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. There's no correlation between the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere and the temperature of Earth, none. So they're just using it as another club. The pandemic to get the vax, the CO2, change way of life. Now they're promoting bugs. That's going to have an evolutionary challenge, by the way, Mike, because human beings did not evolve to be insect eaters. I have a dear friend whose father conducted an experiment with the family by taking ordinary mashed potatoes and adding a blue dye to it. And he was upset because none of the kids would eat his blue mashed potatoes. Well, this is all very evolved in us. Food that's blue, you know, it's like being moldy. We have an aversion to it. Even if we knew the only change to the mashed potatoes was that there had been an artificial dye added to it, The idea of eating bugs is so repulsive. I cannot see how it can possibly work. They may have invested a lot of money in social scientists about how to condition people to eat repulsive food, but frankly, they cannot overcome evolution this way unless, you know, they actually change its course, which, by the way, they are doing by taking out so many using the vax. All these subjects are so controversial. I bet a lot out there in our audience would like to get engaged in a discussion. I'm therefore going to open the phone lines early, and I've already killed the second break. So I'm opening the phone lines already now, 540-352-4452. Mitchell will field your call. We'll get you on the air with Mike and me. I think we're at a bottom line here. I think we really have found they played their cards. The CDC is the tip of the spear. The CDC authorizing the deadly vax for our kids seems to me to be an open declaration of war, that they're in it for all the marbles. They're going to see if the American public is just a bunch of passive sheep who are going to be led to the slaughter. And you know, there they are, unelected, 15-0 they voted. This is incredible. This is... To call this dereliction of duty is such a gross understatement. Mike, I want you to keep talking and, advising about what can we do under the worst circumstances.
Right. You want to be able to, first keep your family unit alive, but by going to your neighborhood and getting, your geological survey, find your area, and then order the topographical map, you should be able to form a defensive neighborhood defense group. That's basically at the end of the movie Prepper. They form. They have to do that because there's different strengths in your neighborhood and obviously weaknesses, but you're much stronger as a neighborhood. And, people in the American psyche with the Horatio Alger myth, pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps, right? There's the idea that you don't need anybody together. But the thing is, we're stronger together than we are alone. So you don't have to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps if somebody in your neighborhood knows how to repair boots, or knows how to get water out of a well, or has cows, has chickens, one egg can give you enough protein for each day. Unfortunately, for survival food, beans are the best way to get protein. I just hate beans. But I guess when I get hungry enough, I'll be eating beans. But you know what I'm saying? Get your areas covered in your food menu that you know from your own experience what will satisfy you. So I'll just tell you what I found. I found that water needs to be flavored, so I've got Orange Crush packets flavor my water. Canned soda pop will last forever, but the best one I found is Yoo-Hoo's in a can as my sweet drink. So you eat your food, it may be just a can.
What are Yoo-Hoo's, Mike? I don't know of them.
They're a chocolate drink. It's like chocolate milk, but it's based on water-based. It doesn't go bad. I can go get one and show you, but it's Yoo-Hoo chocolate drink. I like chocolate, so I'll be eating my main course. And for me, I like to have a dessert. So your dessert could be, candy, candy bars, because they last a long time. So that's what you need to think ahead. Canned food lasts a long time. Canned drinks last a long time, but if you're going to drink water, it gets boring after a while, as we know in the military, so we add flavor packets, to keep your morale up and to be saying, basically, nothing has changed. I'm just living the way I normally do, 24/7, 365, basically off-grid, so to speak.
Yes.
You can eat your food at room temperature. I've never heated my food in the military. When I was in the military, opened the MRE, even the cans,
Well,
I never heated it. I just ate it at room temperature.
Well, Mike, that's good, because if the electric grid's out, you're not going to have any way to heat it unless you light a fire. You know, you'd have a campfire.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you know you need hot food, you know, coffee drinker, get a wood stove to be your heat source for yourself. Cuddle by it, you know, if your girlfriend, wife, whatever. But it also has a heating surface. And you can get one for about $100, the wood stove, and then you get the pipe, the exhaust pipe, to have an elbow turn so it can go out your window. So you can have it running inside your house, and the exhaust goes out, and there's plenty of wood, you know, to perpetually have cooking fires. But I'm lucky. I don't like coffee.
Yeah, you're really talking. You're really talking about such a drastic rearrangement of your life that most Americans will find it practically impossible to do. And I know that means that their mortality is going to be dramatically reduced. But I'm just saying that's the reality of it. Mitchell has shared with me an article about electric vehicles. Get this, very difficult. Electric vehicle owner took 15 hours to drive 175 miles. This is from Zero Hedge. The owner of a popular electric car said it took about 15 hours to drive 178 miles from one Wyoming city to another, raising concerns about the widespread viability of electric vehicles. Alan Ohashi, who drives a Nissan Leaf, said that driving long distances in an electric vehicle takes far longer than driving in a traditional gas-powered vehicle. It's only 178 miles from Cheyenne to Casper in a gas-fueled vehicle. That trip takes around 3 hours. But for Ohashi, he told the Cowboy State Daily, that took 15 hours to get from Cheyenne to Casper, adding it was very difficult. The trip took place in May of 2022, noting that a month later it took him 11 hours to travel between the two cities. Electric vehicle battery ranges are unpredictable because owners must factor in extra distances to charging stations, mountainous or hilly terrain, and winds, he explained. What I've learned from driving this thing is patience. During one part of the first trip, he said, he stopped in the city of Wheatland to use a 20-volt plug-in charger in an RV park. He recalled that his Leaf was down to 1% battery life when he pulled into the charging station there. So I could sit there for 2 hours and get enough charge to get to Casper, but just barely, he said, adding, when he travels, he favors stopping at old motels. The reason is that he can get an extension cord out a window to charge his electric vehicle overnight. While staying at the motel, Ohashi said, he could get enough charge for 40 miles of travel in one night. Oftentimes, while waiting for his car to charge, Ohashi says spends extra money shopping or eating. That's in addition, of course, to the charging wait time and the charging fee. So this is just illustrative of the absurdity of these electric vehicles that are being promoted by these harebrains in the Democrat Party, Mike. I mean, this is so colossally stupid, and it's all based on bullshit science. I mean, it's embarrassing.
They've been watching too many of these sci-fi dystopian movies where everyone's wearing silver jumpsuits, which I'm in favor of, especially if you're a good-looking woman with a nice figure. But it never seems to happen, the silver jumpsuit future. Soylent Green is people. Soylent Green is obviously an excellent movie about the fear of overpopulating. And then the Earth can't sustain us. But the truth of the matter is, as you know, that the Earth has been only dented in its ability to grow food and sustain people. So they had to move on from the, you know, not having enough food problem to the global warming problem. Then they were called on that. So Valve is saying very cleverly now, climate change. Well, the climate has always changed, because if it didn't, the sun would burn a hole in one spot on the Earth, right? Climate change is the equalization of the sun, radiation and heat all over the world, why we have currents in the ocean and all that, air currents, right? So it's a clever lie. It's like, oh my God, climate change. Well, it's always been changing. What's new? Put on a raincoat, you know. But I mean, you see, that way they back themselves into what they think a corner that is defendable. You're against climate change? You say it doesn't happen? You know what I mean? They're taking a normal, healthy phenomena and hiding behind it, and trying to turn it into, you know, a doomsday catastrophic threat.
It's
all based on, you know, malfeasance, whatever. No, people don't know what that word is, but they hate us. The rich people hate us.
The article continues. Using an electric vehicle inspired him to write a book, On the Trail, Electric Vehicle Advice and Anxiety. Officials in California and New York have issued rules that require most new vehicles sold in their respective states to be electric or a plug-in hybrid by the year 2035. Concerns have been raised about the feasibility of such plans, including the amount of lithium it would take to manufacture enough batteries for electric vehicles. Currently, the lithium supply chain is dominated by China. Another concern is the price. Automotive research firm Kelley Blue Book says the average price of a new electric vehicle as of July 2022 was $66,000. While the average price of a new gas-powered was $48,000. A spokesman for Nissan has not returned the Epoch Times request for comment. No doubt, they have not. This whole electric car thing is just absurd beyond belief. It's going to be catastrophic. Mike.
It's virtue signaling. You know, virtue signaling, look how virtuous I am. I'm caring for the environment. But as you know, you can see the documentary, you factor in all of the production needed to make the electric car is very dirty. You're polluting the environment more making an electric car than just direct drive, you know, hydrocarbon fuel propelling your car. So they're not saving any toxicity on the earth by making electric cars. The only reason why I'm in favor in a military setting is a hybrid electric tank, which, you know, we work on in my group, that can have a stealth capability. You can turn the hydrocarbon engine off so you don't hear the tank approaching. So you have a silent stealth tank. But that's obviously a different issue. The average person with an electric car can only do inner city commuting right now. But he's not saving the environment. You know what I mean? A short trip to Walmart or to Dollar General. I love Dollar General. They're all over the place. They're like a mini Walmart. But anyway, the car is only good for 25-mile round trip, an electric car. But you're not saving.
Right.
Con by the Illuminati.
As I have mentioned, I have opened the call lines early, 540-352-4452. I know some of you are going to want to challenge some of this or explore different aspects. Paul Ulrey wrote to me and said we of course, actually saw this coming. And I mean, I meant this on a more global scale, that the American people generally, right up to the time of the introduction of the pandemic, just did not envision any possibility for the medical system that's supposed to preserve and protect us to be used against us, which has been done so efficaciously. I mean, it's devastating what's going on. So our saviors have turned into our killers, and this could not be more obvious than with a CDC. I encourage Paul to call in. Others are welcome, too. Meanwhile, let me bring in Mitchell. Mitchell, I'd love to get your comments on all of the above, your thoughts.
Oh, well, there's one constant in the universe, and that's corruption.
I'm listening.
You know, we're living in a time where everything we see and everything we hear in the mainstream arena of life and supposed reality is essentially false and some type of propaganda, where we are living in a we're living in the Truman Show, and we are just literally living the lie, as most people are being told, and they synthesize their reality around that concept of what they believe to be true. So I can understand, you know, if we, or if people from the Islamic faith can convince their followers to blow themselves up for their God, we can convince children to be whatever sexuality that they could even conceive of. We have drag queens out here as if it's a normal happening. You know, there's just one thing you can say, is that mankind is so pliable. There's no limit to how the human mind and personality can be bent into some form as needed by whoever has that power to seize control of their minds through information, data, and human farming. Not easy. It's hell.
Well, but I'm suggesting there is actually a limit, an evolved limit, illustrated by the blue mashed potato case, but it's going to be exemplified many others. I don't think you can get the human species to adopt bugs as its diet. Now, it may be under some circumstances, as small groups can be induced, but I mean, they're trying to do this on a wholesale scale. And I think, you know, to make this a part of the human genome is going to be all but impossible. We're just not evolved to eat bugs or insects. That's for frogs and lizards. I mean, there are forms of life that have evolved to eat insects, but human beings are not among them. And this is just a harebrained idea in my book. Mitchell, I thought that what Mike had to say about the porta potties, as it were, making out of litter boxes, was probably the single most practical idea he'd suggested if we have to go underground for weeks at a time. I don't know how many are going to be disposed to go out and get 40-pound boxes of kitty litter, however, to be prepared, you know. I just see Americans as just too inert, and this is what worries me so massively when you have the CDC declaring war on our children, making our children prime victims for murder by a vax, a lethal vax. If this can't move the American public, I think there's nothing that can do it. Your thoughts?
We just had a president framed illegally by, you know, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, the FBI, the Department of Justice, who knew all of the Steele dossier was a lie. If they can do that to a president-elect, they can essentially, there is no limit to the power and corruption that they can do, that they wield against us.
Well, I think there's something to that, Mitchell. Mike, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's the reality fraud. They have a control of the narrative, the norms that the society follows. That has to be taken away. The American people have to reconnect with objective physical reality. And it may take some kids, the parents of some kids who take this vaccine and die, that get upset and sorry. They have a picture of their kid and say, look, my kid took the death vax. He's dead. It'll happen to you. Stop doing this. Revolt. It takes something like that to burst the reality, the false reality that the Illuminati are foisting upon us, that then we can fight. But as Mitchell said, as long as people are buying into their concocted hive mentality of going along with whatever the current thing is, they're going to be another statistic. Their kid will be another person, you know, murdered by the CDC and the Illuminati, and they'll just take it on the chin and just go on and die themselves later. No, that's not a very heroic way. It's not the American way. It should be a land of the free, home of the brave. If you're not brave, you're not going to be free. So we better start learning to be brave again and be free. And God darn it, stand up for something in this life. This idea of just being a milquetoast was put on us in 1995 by the Clintons. 1995 time period, they made the idea of anger as an evil, as a sin. No, anger is a weapon. It's our last weapon we have when nothing else is available to us, is to be angry. And St. Augustine said, hope has two daughters, you know, faith and then anger. Anger that you won't tolerate this. You'll do something about it. So anger is not a sin. But they're trying to paint that as a bad emotion. Anger is not hate. They'll conflate the two. Anger is seeing an injustice when the anger is used right and correcting it and not saying no. We're drawing the line here. We're not going to do that. People need to get angry.
I think it was St. Thomas Aquinas who observed that to not get angry in the face of evil is a moral weakness and a defect. And this is such a moral evil, we should all be outraged and angry. And that the CDOC, these 15 unelected individuals, are mandating our children be killed by a death max and no one doing anything about it. This is just stunning. This is nauseating.
We have objective reality that shows that those are death maxes. They're not safe. We already have the objective reality. We don't need mothers crying and showing pictures of their dead children. We don't need to have that happen. We've already got enough objective reality proof these vaccines are not safe.
Mike, I want you to elaborate on that point you made in passing, that the Clintons made, what, being angry or protesting somehow a weakness? Please elaborate on that.
It became part of the political correctness movement. You remember Ally McBeal, that TV show? You had, during the 90s, this feeling of, we don't have a Cold War. We don't have to be nasty anymore to the Russians. We're going to be nice to everybody all the time. So is it part of the zeitgeist? Remember, I talked to you about that before, that every 10 years, the zeitgeist, you know, the groupthink of people, you know, herd effect, hide effect, you know, you plug it into your evolution. But every year, 10 years, there's a consciousness change. So in the 90s, they wanted to stamp out these things that they thought were bad, you know, like smoking, being angry, being confrontational. They wanted to, create this virtuous society. But when you look at the Clintons and particularly the Gores, the guy did a book on Gore, explained Al Gore for me. I didn't understand Al Gore. And what it is, they pick and choose when it's convenient for them to be against smoking, for smoking when you're talking to the tobacco farmers. That explained Al Gore's behavior, which explains, you know, Clinton's behavior, is that they're the ruling elite. They want to play Simon Says. So it's not necessarily the issue at hand. It's who's making up the norm in society. And the Clinton era, they said, we don't need to be paranoid anymore about the Soviet threat, nuclear World War III. We need to reinvent society, make it a more polite society. But really what they're doing is make a society.
Hi, you've reached Paul. Thanks for calling. Need your name and number. And
that was Mitchell trying to reach Paul, who'd written me already, and I was seeking to get him on. I'd encourage him to call right off the bat, but he has not done so. Go ahead, Mike. Tell me more about this Clinton thing.
What we have is a lifeboat mentality. Where we then, once everybody behaves in a certain way, like third grade, you know, third grade teacher, everybody is going to suffer because of Jimmy Bob misbehaving. So there's no tolerance for any individual variation. They want everyone to be monochrome. And so I always say the United States of America is more like Brave New World than 1984. Bad name for a book, 1984, because you're dating yourself. Never make a science fiction dystopian movie and have a date when it's all going to happen, because if it doesn't happen, you look terrible, like in Soylent Green, which is Soylent Green is people. They're using people to make green wafers, violating the thing that you brought out. No one's going to eat them, you know, once they know it's your people. But the point is that once they get everybody behaving, saying that's a virtue, behaving, you know, or the same, homogeneously. In 1984, they said it was war, which they do to a point. That works for type A personality people. But type B personality people are mostly sedated. You have, in Brave New World, Soma, which sedates the population. And that's what's happening in the United States. 75% of all people in the United States are supposed to be on some kind of drug, legal or illegal. So the United States population is in a haze, okay? So they're not thinking clearly, and they're not thinking decisively, like, no, you're not going to school, public school. You will get a death vax. You die. There's no cause and effect certainty and decisiveness in people that are kind of, hey, I'll just go to school. There's the bus. Have a nice day. You know, next thing you know, their kid's dead and they're having a funeral. But you see what I'm saying? We've drifted towards Brave New World with some element that does have the perpetual war going on. You know, Oceania versus whatever, Icelandia, whatever, you know, from the book. Plus, you know, the 1984 surveillance state is happening to make everyone obey and comply. Which, you know, with the Chinese social score, social credit score, is another scam to take things like anger. He was angry. He said the F word. And you see that mocked in the dark comedy, you know, Demolition Man. You can see that being predicted, that this absurdity of unable to get angry about anything is going to let thugs just walk all over you. Which you see in the movie. So I try to use that as a focal point. Movies like Soylent Green, Demolition Man, 2001, pretty evil movie, 2001. But the idea is that you condition the people through the mass media versus like the old days, campfire, gross marshmallows, tell stories, or, you know, the Shakespearean play on the wagon comes to your village. You see what I mean? We're just taking the same idea of cultural diffusion and just made it electronic.
Mike, let me see if Paul is here. Paul has joined us. I'd be glad. Mitchell is trying. Paul, are you there? Can you join us?
No, Paul's not here.
Okay, Mitchell. Okay.
Sorry, we got his answering machine.
Yeah, no, I heard that. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, but Jim, we could say that Paul's not here because he's been taken over by Paul.
Yeah. Of all the subjects I've dealt with, that is among the most controversial, evokes the most emotional response, the idea that Paul McCartney actually died on 9/11, 1966, oddly enough, and was replaced by a guy I regard as an even better musician, has just generated consternation virtually worldwide, and yet the proof is unmistakable. The guy's 4 inches taller. He has good teeth and a normal palate. Paul had bad teeth and a narrow palate. I mean, they're not physically the same, and they therefore cannot be the same person. I mean, in order to be the same person, you have to have all and only the same attributes at all and only the same time. And both as adults, they had very different properties. But there it is. You know, anyone who wants to pursue this, by the way, check out on my blog, jameshfetzer.org, why Ringo's confession, "We replace Paul," appears to be authentic. Or I got into a rather extensive debate with Kevin Barrett over this, where he was faulting the source, but I was taking the content. You know, you can't have good content and a bad source. You can't judge the content by the source, even if it's
not always. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad messenger idea. you know, reject the message by finding fault with the messenger.
Right, right. I mean, it's an elementary fallacy. It's the ad hominem fallacy, or there's another name for it, you know, the genetic fallacy, because it came from a certain source, therefore it must be unreliable. You can say, if it comes from a certain source, it's probably unreliable, but there's no necessity about it. And a flawed source could be used to deliver the truth in a way that most people are going to discount it because of the source, when in fact it's accurate. We do have Brian from Missouri joining us. Brian, please, your thoughts.
Yeah. When he talks about those movies, that's part of black magic ritual, because Terminator movies, the ones he mentioned, it's fueling the egregore that Russ Winter talked about. You know, we have a group consciousness. There's oneness. We're all part of the same group consciousness. And when they plug all this stuff into the group consciousness, it makes it manifest. And like Terminator, that's what they were trying to do, was get a society where we're like half machine, half, you know, divine consciousness, take it over. That's why you remember that big push to get all the lead out of the paint. Remember how they were saying, oh God, there's lead in the paint. It's hurting the children. It was originally put there to hurt the children. But when they figured out they were going to have all these cell phone towers, the lead in the paint would make it where they wouldn't work. And there used to be lead in the glass. Well, if you had glass in your house that had lead in it, and you had lead in your house indoor and outdoor, all this crap wouldn't work. So that's why you have this. They're trying to get that trance.
Brian, that's a fascinating observation. Michael, you want to pick up on that?
Yes, without television, we used to prove objective reality in court. You had to have people swearing under oath that this is true, and then have some physical evidence. I think after television, the pedo Illuminati have been able to brainwash people and con them, as the caller says, by saying this is reality, but really it's a subjective reality that they could, in bad faith, create. And so it's subjectivity has replaced objectivity, just the concept of objective reality.
Let me pick up on another aspect of this. We had to get lead out of paint because some kids were eating paint and getting lead that was damaging their brains. Now they got a vax that is not just damaging, but actually killing them, and we're not doing a damn thing about it. So I think Brian's putting his finger on something pretty telling here, that even if there's a modest remote threat, such as lead in paint, that actually is causing relatively rare damage, even if it's real damage, but relatively rare, that they go out of their way to do something about it. Why? Because it might inhibit doing something else that's going to be far more damaging. In other words, I think Brian's making a very interesting argument. Getting the lead out meant we could be hit by all the electromagnetic waves with impunity, which the lead would have prohibited or inhibited, made far less severe in consequence. Brian, that's such an interesting idea. I like that. Mike.
Yeah, but, you know, I wanted to point out that the people that run the world, the Illuminati, your people at the Bilderberg meeting, they have dry erase boards, and they meet in a conference room, and they say, what is the status of sheeple life? How are sheeple living? And you can get a book called, I think it's Secret Weapons or Silent Wars, whatever. It was a document that was discovered where they actually have mathematical formulas to show how they can predict people will behave if something became scarce or something became over a supply. You see what I'm saying, Jim? That they are gaming how the plantation of the hive lives. The elites, you got to give them credit for that. They are smart. They're sophisticated. And they look at how the whole picture of how people live, and they want to control that and tweak it and turn it. And if it doesn't work anymore, they can switch it to a different con. You know, if it goes sour and no one thinks we're going to run out of food, they switch it to global warming. And if that doesn't work, they'll switch it to climate change. Or as your caller said, the lead scam gets found out. Then they'll remove lead and say, oh, lead's bad. But it's always calculated with an ulterior motive, a hidden evil agenda. Gosh darn, you know, just the average person can't keep up with all this.
I think that's right. Brian, further thoughts?
Well, the way I look at this world is it's total illusion. Originally, you have a third eye, you have a pineal gland. It's been replaced by a fake third eye called your TV screen. You used to have telepathy. It was natural for us beings at one time to telepathically talk to one another. It's been replaced by your cell phone. You have fake spirituality called religion. Everything, your politicians, your food, your water, and that's what they do. They create. We're living in total illusion. I know you said there's time, but linear time is part of the illusion. There's really no time. Everything is in the now. That's why they can predict the future. They just, you know, they're aware of these things. They have the technology. But everything you think about, we used to be able to astral travel. But, you know, I've done it. I've you know, done astral traveling, but now you've got your car. Everything provided in this world is illusion.
Well, there's got to be a distinction between reality and illusion, right? I mean, Mike's emphasized that repeatedly. We need to be grounded in reality. That's the objective of science. That's why the perversion of science is so destructive of the search for truth. Because if we don't know the truth or a close approximation, we cannot make decisions to achieve our goals that are well-founded. And therefore, we may, for example, get our kids vaxxed because we want to preserve their lives when we're given the false information that a vax will benefit. But now we discover that, in fact, it has the opposite effects. Obviously, the thing to do, if you want to maintain that constant goal of preserving your children's well-being, is to avoid the vax at all costs.
I'm going to say something in support of your caller. This is going to blow your mind, but he's right. In the past, mankind was more powerful. We are all in an entropic reality, and we're degrading. Nobody wants to hear that. But in the past, we were more powerful. Now, in the past, there's a memory of things that we were able to do. Now, this is, again, going to blow your mind. I discovered there have been found a thing like a cell phone, but it was a rock. The Russians, they decoded it, and it had pictures like, you know, people were taking pictures like this on a cell phone. And it showed people in the past could fly. And you can even go research that pre-flood people could fly. And it makes sense if you're going to put two people that are bipedal, you know, Adam right. and Eve, on a planet, that's not very mobile. So the Superman myth, this urge of people wanting to fly, it had a basis in reality that you
okay.
fly. There's evidence that that is true. And I know that's hard to swallow.
But yes.
As people lose their psychic powers, then they had to find things like anti-gravity craft, you know, UFOs or flying machines.
No, I got to say that's, in my opinion, that's far-fetched. Depending on what you mean, if you mean there were earlier versions of spacecraft that had anti-gravity properties, that's not as implausible as the idea that people could somehow fly all a super.
Right, no, I just throw it out there. Yep.
Brian, more you'd like to add?
Well, he's right. It's not exactly flying, but we could move in and out of dimensions. So you'd be in this dimension. You'd go into another dimension.
Okay, let me get back to a little breath. Let me get back to a little more brass tacks before we go off on what I would regard as a wild goose chase. I think that the idea of having less power than before related to television, the propaganda, the newspapers, every source we have is controlled by the global elite, so that apart from local news, our newspapers, even our, you know, like the Wisconsin State Journal, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they're just full of information that's mostly dictated by the Rothschild banking interest. In other words, every story has a slant. So we don't have authentic sources of news. I think that's absolutely right, Mike and Brian. I agree with you both on that score, in that, therefore, we're incapacitated from taking appropriate actions that would actually advance our goals because we're operating on the basis of false beliefs that are massively reinforced by multiple media. Mike.
I had a newspaper and a television reporter tell me that if I saw something, I have no authority. If I saw something happen, I would be only human interest. A story is not a story. Government official says it is so. They told me flat out the most that they could print of anything I say or observe would be human interest. That's how the media operates right now. They don't have a story unless it's verified by some kind of societal government authority figure. You and I cannot create the news. You and I, our opinion, at best, at the most, human interest, which is, you know, on the back page of the newspaper, or at the end of the telecast. Okay, this guy's growing marshmallows in his backyard. Human interest to make everyone happy at the end of the news show. You see what I'm saying? Well, you and I could, let's take this broadcast, right, Jim? Your broadcast is a news event. Jim Fetzer, Dr. Jim Fetzer, has proven that the CDC is killing children and is going to force all the parents across the United States to kill children. That's a news story. In a sane, objective, reality-driven world, this broadcast would be a news story. Not if you talk to the news reporter or a TV commentator like I did. They'll say, that's human interest. Well, Dr. James Fetzer, he's not an authority. He's not in the government. He's not a part of the government.
Well, there are others who've done much, much more on this subject than I by far, and I applaud them. I'm merely repeating the results of their research when I make some of these observations, but it's stunning to me the CDC has taken this action. We'll see if it is indeed a bridge too far. I expect a powerful reaction from the public to this obscene decision of the CDC.
Can you hear me?
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence...